We're honored to have with us from Atrium Floyd in Rome, Mr. Dan Bevels. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. It's good to talk to you.
It's our pleasure, my friend. You have a special guest with us as well.
Yep, we sure do. This morning, we're going to talk, Jerry, to Bree Merrill. Bree is our coordinator for our Stroke Center of Excellence, and this is National Stroke Month, and Bree is an expert when it comes to knowing what the risk factors are related to stroke and what to look for and what the warning signs are and what to do if you feel like you might be having one.
Well, Bree, welcome in. We're glad to have you take your, some of your morning time and join us on WEIS.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. And let's just jump right into it. Stroke Awareness Month is the month of May, and that's been set aside for a while for us to become more aware of strokes. Share some with us about that.
So like you said, May is Stroke Awareness Month. A lot of people don't know, really know that. A lot of people are focused on, you know, they know Heart Month in February, but May is Stroke Awareness. So, and it's good to know and be aware of the risk factors and warning signs of stroke, because these things can happen to anybody. We have young patients, we have older patients, people who are actually well controlled with their risk factors still can have strokes. So just like heart attack that you learn in February, that those are pretty much the same types of risk factors. So you have your risk factors of high blood pressure, diabetes, sleep apnea, those type things. Your diet has a lot to do with it as well. Those are some of your risk factors, along with the warning signs. And a lot of times people used to remember the acronym FAST. We've actually changed that in the stroke world, and it's actually BFAST now. And the reason why it's BFAST is because it captures a couple of different types of stroke that are not normally seen, and they're very hard to kind of capture. So the acronym BFAST means balance, eyes, face, arms, feet, and time. That T also can mean terrible headache. So if you have a very sharp, sudden onset headache, that can also mean that. So your time is whenever you're last time normal. You want to know that information if you start having these symptoms, and you want to call 911 right away. You don't want to have a family member say, hey, let me just take me to the ER. No, you want to call 911. They will get you there to the hospital immediately, and so we can get the treatment that you need in a timely manner.
And, of course, that is a key, I understand, to strokes, is a quick treatment. And now with the medications that we have, the sooner that a patient is diagnosed and treated, the better recovery they have. Is that correct? Are we on the right track?
Yes, sir. You're very much correct. So as long as you get into the hospital within a certain time frame, like you said, there's a medication that we can give you to help get rid of those clots that are in the brain potentially, as long as you have those indications for that medication, as well as we can do another procedure as well within a certain time frame for those patients.
So treatment quick is the key there for success on it. Now, on some of the, now we know that stroke has been called a silent killer, and because sometimes those symptoms aren't as prevalent. What are some of the symptoms that people can be looking for, and other than a sharp headache? You mentioned that a while ago, but some of the other things, with heart attacks, it's pain in their chest, shoulder, arm, things of this nature. Anything else that stands out that people would want to be aware of when it comes to symptoms of a stroke?
Yeah, so you want to talk about your balance. So just like I said with the acronym BFAST, balance. So if you start losing your balance, it's unusual for you, and some dizziness, those are signs of possibly a stroke. They could potentially not be, but definitely needs to be checked out for sure. Your next one is your eyes. So you start having like blurred vision in one eye or double vision, those are signs as well. And your normal facial asymmetry, so if you start looking at somebody while you're at work or you're at dinner with your family, you start noticing the facial droop or, you know, water coming out one side of your mouth. So those are things like that for your symptoms. Your arms and your legs. So any weakness on either side. It could be just on one side. So that was also symptoms of a stroke, and obviously slurred speech. So I know a lot of people hear, you know, somebody's talking and they're real garbled speech or real slurred and they can't get things out. That's also a sign as well.
Okay. How about when it comes to risk factors? And I know you mentioned high blood pressure, being overweight, anything else that people need to be aware of that they can change their lifestyle and help improve their or lessen their risk for stroke?
Yeah, so diet management, going to your provider, getting your labs checked, and making sure that you're, like, your A1C for if you're diabetic, and getting pre-checked on those things, because some of those things can be hereditary as well. So keeping an eye on those, diet management, little exercise, 30 minutes a day is perfect. So if you work in an office job or anything like I do, it's good to get up every now and again and get up and walk in, or take your lunch break and take a walk outside, especially with the weather getting as pretty as it is now. So those are just a few little things you can do, and definitely follow up with your primary doctor and get your routine labs and your blood pressure checked on a routine basis.
All right. Now, you mentioned hereditary. Can a stroke or the causes of stroke be hereditary? So if my parents had a stroke, I might be more susceptible to having one. My risk is higher?
Correct. You will be at higher risk. So that just like, you know, because if you have all the risk factors, then you're at higher risk. So like your mom or dad have high blood pressure or diabetes, you definitely need to be checked for those type things at your doctor's office. Like I said, like your A1C or your blood pressure and your cholesterol, those things you need to keep check on for your risk factors, because those are key to cause a stroke, as well as so then it will fall into that you're at higher risk of having a stroke since a family member has had it.
I understand. Now, there's certain genes. Is there something in the genes that can be passed along that would increase risk factors for certain people to have strokes?
I really don't know that answer per se. I just know that we just really need to keep an eye on our risk factors and make sure that those are well controlled to prevent strokes.
All right. And what are some of the things that people can do during Stroke Awareness Month to make people become more aware? Some of the activities that we can participate in during this month.
For 2025, we are looking at doing a stroke walk here in Polk County. So just be on the lookout for that. It's in the works. And just definitely just talking to your family and just letting them know about the risk factors of stroke and making them be aware of it.
All right. So a lot of activities out there that people need to participate in, be aware of it, and also to a lot of activities you can do to lessen your risk as well. Dan, anything else that you would like to add?
So, Jerry, the only other thing I would say is that make sure you go to floyd.org, which is our website, and you can find information on all of the things that Bree's been talking about this morning, about what those risk factors are and how to take care of yourself. You can also follow us on Facebook, and we often will post tips there on how to take better care of yourself, not just for stroke, but in general as well. So my encouragement would be to do that. Check out the website, and our experts like Bree will take care of you.
All right. Before we cut away, Bree, anything else that you want to leave with our listeners?
I don't, but I really appreciate you having us on.
Well, it's our pleasure. We loved having you on and hope you'll come back and be with us soon. And that's Bree Merrill and Dan Bevels with Atrium Floyd and Stroke Awareness Month.